Okay. Okay, what would you call the that 75 up there? Would you ever call it a turnpike, or what would you be more apt to call it?
Well, we call it mostly the expressway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I don't think they've ever called it the turnpike here. Mm-hmm. Although I know in some parts of the country they call it the turnpike.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hey, where might you stop along the expressway to, you know, like rest and get out and stretch your legs and
kind of rest area?
Okay. Okay. Would it make any difference whether a rest area had like a picnic table and toilets, or had a service station? I mean, if it had a service station, would you still call it a rest area?
No, not in the true sense, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I noticed they have some rest areas along the road without toilet facilities, and I don't think that's any good at all.
It's hard, yes. It's pretty hard to rest.
Right. Yeah, man.
Okay, what is painted on the road to help you stay in your lane? What would you call those things in the road?
Oh, a dividing line?
Okay, sure. Okay, what might you call the steel or concrete things that go between divided highway?
I can't remember what they call it now. I'm sorry, that name escapes me right now.
Okay. But there is, I mean, you do distinguish between like something that's painted on the road and the steel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Like on the Franklin Bridge across the bay here, they have that. They not only have a concrete about this high, but they have a fence built up about 4 or 5 feet more besides that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because cars used to jump over that concrete fence.
Well, I'm be around, something like that.
Boy, they were killing them every night.
Really?
Hardly a day passed, but they had.
Well, they just ride the concrete thing over it.
I don't know why it was really dangerous. I think that probably were going too fast most of the time. They were allowing speeds of 65 at first, and then they cut it down to 55, and now it's 50.
Mm-hmm.
But people seem to have no, I don't know if they were going too fast. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why else?
It gets to be dangerous, though. I mean, what would you call the areas that you might get off and get on the expressway?
Exit and entrance.
Okay. Here, are there any special roads in Tampa that can only be entered or left at special places?
Well, the new Crosstown Expressway,
mm-hmm,
is that way, and also the I-75 and I-4 are that way.
Is there something here called a causeway?
Yes. Well, the causeway and bridge that go from here to Clearwater,
mm-hmm,
is called Courtney Campbell Causeway.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally called the Davis Causeway, but Mr. Davis built it.
Yeah.
But then Courtney Campbell got on the state road board, and he changed it to his name.
I guess it goes with the job.
I guess so, yeah.
But is that like a, you can't get off, on and off the causeway, you know, just any place you want to, can you?
Well, it happens to be the Tampa Public Beach along that causeway, mm-hmm, so you can get off and go to the beach or fish or whatever you like, mm-hmm, to there. Now, on the Franklin Bridge, which is part of I-275,